Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9. Our next guest has held West Coast Eagles supporters' hopes in the palm of his hand all year.
When are we going to know about your contract?
I'm probably going to put on hold, I think, till the end of the year. Yeah, I've spoke to my manager about it, and I'm just loving my footy, to be honest, at the moment.
And yesterday became the hero of a footy club when he re-signed to become the highest-paid Eagles player in history.
Jeremy McGovern re-signing with the West Coast Eagles.
How many zeros in a million?
I don't know.
Six.
There you go. This big boy.
Please welcome Jeremy Nitz McGovern.
Yes, congratulations, Jeremy. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
But you just want to play footy and you just wanted to stay with your teammates.
Yes, I did.
You've decided to stay at West Coast, which you've settled a lot of our minds. How did the conversation go down with the guys?
Yeah, no, it went well. That was probably the hardest part is your teammates thinking you might be leaving. And seeing them every day and I'm sure half of them didn't really care, but it was just good to finally get it off my chest and tell them I'm hanging around. And for some of them, they would be disappointed that I'm still there, but for some of them, I'm sure they were pretty happy as well.
The others negotiating their contracts have just been snipped, but anyway.
So just for those of us, you know, who have worked in a footy club, how does it actually happen? Do you go, boys, gather around, I've got something to say, or is it in a meeting, or you just casually mention it to
everyone?
I phone called a few of my mates and close friends and stuff, but we had a leadership meeting. I told the leaders, and then we sort of just set it out in the field when we were doing our little walk jog.
Yeah, and they just sort of give you a pat in the back and you just get on with it, and
we get on with it because it's like outside of footy, it's a massive deal. Inside the
it's not.
It's not a massive deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing that I'm hanging around, but we don't make it a big parade in there.
Now, 5 years, Gov, you guys are sitting equal first on the ladder, obviously charging towards September and you're having a fantastic season. I just want to go back to end of 2013 when Adam Simpson turned up.
Yep.
And you were a fat porky pig. And no, you were. No, you're deemed too fat to even be fat club with me, Coxie, Nick Nat.
You were over fat club. Like,
I did it right. I did it properly. I got fat properly and I went own group.
You committed.
Is that what Darren Glass said to you? I hope you had a good time in Thailand because you've really done it here.
Yeah, he did.
But Adam Simpson, his role in you staying, you got tough love early days, got banished from the football club. What role does Simo have in you deciding to stay at the football club? I think you two, from having seen you two work together, have a tremendous relationship. How important is Simo to you?
Yeah, no, he's extremely important. I'm a believer in Simo, as I think Simo might be a believer in me as well. And obviously early days we got off to a rocky start, but I look back on it now, it's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm very grateful he did what he had to do. He's backed me in more than anyone in my career, so I'm similar. I want to do the same thing.
What are the values of Simo that you really like and it attracts you to him?
I like the way he sees the game for footy in one. The main value I like of him is the unity side.
Yep.
The club talks about unity a fair bit, and having a good bond with the boys and things like that. So I love that side of him. That's the number one thing I think that shines through with him.
Well, what I love about what you just said was you felt like, and I think it was audio that we have yesterday, like the unity that you have with the boys, that you actually genuinely felt like you were cheating on them for the last few months, but like whilst you were trying to make your decision, especially when there was a lot of speculation. I think we have the audio there.
Yeah, let's have a quick listen.
Half of them think I'm leaving, half think I'm staying, half of them couldn't care. But it's good. It's good to finally tell them, and you know, you feel like you're cheating on them a little bit. I'm just glad I could tell them the good news, and then they got to put up with me for a bit longer, unfortunately.
So two things there, the cheating thing. So it genuinely felt like that because people honestly believed you were going somewhere else.
I think some of them did, yeah. People did.
I'll put my hand up. I thought you were going to Fremantle.
Yeah, well, there you go. So
we had a discussion with Sonny Walters in this studio the other day and we were like, yep, he's definitely going to Freo.
Yeah, well, lucky for Sonny, he can keep his Freo side of the 92.9.
Oh, you would have got rid of Sonny.
But the other part of that grab, how many halves make a whole, Jeremy? Let's have a quick listen again.
Half of them think I'm leaving, half think I'm staying, half of them couldn't care.
That's three halves, Jeff. It's three halves.
It's a third.
No, one of those halves couldn't care.
I reckon because Jez has obviously struggled with adding up and counting. Yeah. I've actually done a bit of accounting work for him, which we might knock over after the break.
Yep.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
The big news in Western Australia and right across the country over the last 24 hours is this.
Breaking news out of WA with Jeremy McGovern re-signing with the West Coast Eagles for a five-year, $1.1 million a year deal that makes him the highest paid Eagle in history.
Ooh, so wow. Big news. Congratulations again, Jeremy. And thanks for bringing in the coffee this morning, mate. Appreciate that.
It's expected now each and every time you roll through.
Now, I just have a quick question. What are the things that, like, obviously, everyone talks about the money and the headlines is about the money, but obviously, that's a part of it, but what are the other parts for you when you're considering where you want to work for the next few years?
Yeah, the money is a part of it, but it wasn't a major part for myself. The major part was I'm a big lifestyle guy. I like to be comfy where I'm living and close to friends and family. So WA was obviously where I am now. I didn't really want to leave. And then the club's the other one. Not exactly where we're at right now. I think it's more on the type of people around the club.
Yep.
Yeah.
The type of people we have from board level to fans, which I think West Coast is the best. So I haven't been to any other clubs, so it's hard for me to say, but I couldn't imagine it being much better than where I'm at.
But just the messages that I was going through on your Instagram yesterday when you haven't even announced it on your Instagram yet, but just people were so grateful that you would stay at the club.
Yeah.
Like your fans were so thankful.
And people do say you've signed for a significant amount of money, but from what I gather, and I've got a couple of mates who are journalists, you've walked away from an astronomical figure at other clubs. So you've actually taken, it sounds silly, a massive pay cut to stay, not a pay cut, but like the astronomical sums on the table elsewhere, which you've opted just to look over, which a lot of people probably wouldn't have. So congratulations to you.
Now, Zave, who is despite the fact I am halfway through my CPA accounting studies and have an honours degree in finance, Xavier Ellis, you have decided you're the show accountant.
I also did year 10 accountant, mate, so shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Year 10 everything.
Zave, yeah, I thought
let's run us through the numbers, Xavier Ellis.
Yeah. Now, Gov, I've actually, let me clear my throat for you so you don't mishear anything I'm saying. Over the length of your contract, after tax, so once the tax man puts his hand in and has a little lick, you will have $2.9 million in your account. Cash. Cold, hard cash.
Cash.
Whoa.
Now, let me break that down yearly. $585,239 cash. Cash.
Cash.
Cash. Monthly. Monthly. So when on the 15th of every month, I walk in to see my bank man and they say, sorry, Zave, no money for you this month. You walk in and collect $48,769.91 cash. Cash. That's daily. Ando, daily.
Does this make you uncomfortable, Jeremy McGovern?
Okay. Well, you drive home feeling more comfortable than I thought you'd be worried.
As if you haven't broke it down. If I just signed a $1 million contract, I'd be sitting in my little home.
Yeah. Well, Ando, daily. On the daily lick. Jeremy McGovern leaves for work at 9, gets home at midday. He's pocketed cash. $1,603.39 cash. And in case you're concerned, last one. Because I know, Gov, you like things done. In meetings, meetings need only last minutes with you because you lose your attention span's not great.
I've already lost.
You make $1.49 a minute. Cash. Thanks.
Which that doesn't sound like a lot, does it? $1.49
a
minute.
No, that goes for the 24 hours of the day, though. That's sleeping and earning.
Right. Yeah.
When you shut your eyes, mate, for a night's sleep, you're earning.
All right, let's go to
cash.
Cash.
That was my favourite part about it.
Let's go to Sterling, Teresa. You're speaking to Jeremy McGovern.
Woo!
Teresa, who are you there with?
My work colleague. We go to the footy together, so we're so excited that it's signed.
Oh, good on you guys. Thank you.
And we broke the news around the office yesterday, and we could hear all the excitement in our breakout area. So thank you, McGov.
No worries.
Well, let's quickly go to Kobe. How old are you, Kobe?
I'm 8.
You're 8. And what would you like to say to Jeremy?
Thanks, Jeremy, for staying at the West Coast Eagles. You're my best player there. And, congratulations. Good luck for next week.
Oh, good on you, mate. Thank you. I'm glad I'm staying and I can still be your favourite player. If I wasn't going to be there, who would be your favourite player?
I think Jack Darling.
Oh, yeah. Now, Kobe, what do you like about Gov? What do you love about Gov?
That he's a backman and he takes lots of speckies.
I was just going to say, Kobe, if you didn't see this, Xavier Ellis has worn a shirt in this morning with his favourite player, which unfortunately isn't Gov. Gov, do you want to tell everyone? Yeah, he's got Shuey on his shirt. The morning that Gov signs for West Coast, he wears in Shuey's shirt.
It's the only West Coast apparel I've got. I was pumped that Gov was coming in.
Sure, mate. You've still got your shorts.
Sorry about that. I put them on at night just to remind them late at night.
We did get a bit of a message a bit earlier as well, Jez.
Sonny Walters here. Just want to wish you all the best for the next 5 years at the West Coast. One club player. You know, everyone thought you were going to come to Freo, but you're staying put. So well done, young family. I can't wait to line up against you. And lucky me, it's going to be for the next 5 years.
So that was Sonny.
Sonny, good on you. He's a good fella, Sonny.
Yeah, he's a legend, Sonny. But Jeremy, was there an exact moment where you knew that you were going
to
stay?
I knew I wanted to stay. Yep. I didn't really have an inkling to leave. But there was just a decision that I had to think about with everything. Obviously, there's a fair bit of money getting thrown around with things now and contracts, and the game's sort of changed in the last 2 years. So I had stuff to really consider, but I always sort of wanted to stay. I always wanted to stay at West Coast. Like I said before, there was no massive reason for me to leave except for money. So,
You don't need to now. You're a millionaire.
Well, I mean, he's passed up probably being the highest paid player in the history of the game to stay at West Coast.
More than Buddy Franklin.
No, way more than all of them.
What?
So credit to you, Gov. You're an absolute superstar.
We're here with the king.
And we're proud of you.
Yeah, we are. We do love you. I know we take the mickey out of you and you had your no contract talk. Top and everything, but we genuinely love that you've always entertained us every week.
I'm glad I've entertained.
We're glad that you can stay.
All right, thanks for coming in, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on Hit 92.9.